turns into the straight with a mighty lead. Big enough to win the Melbourne to Warrnambool, surely. 4-5 in front of Pacific Crest. Court Painter runs to second, then Bless the Fleet. But she's going to do it today to the roars of the crowd at Murtoa. Mariko Kariko wins by 8. Second Court Painter, Pacific Crest in a...
Mariko Kariko, if you just turned on the telly, racing.com yesterday, and you saw that thing win, you would have said, this is a future star. Look at the way that this has won. And then if you had a look at the form guide, you would have fallen off your chair to say that it was start 48. And for trainer Belinda Dunn, it was a long time coming, but a well-deserved victory yesterday. Good morning, Belinda. What was it like to sit there and watch your seven-year-old mare win her maiden in such emphatic fashion?
Amazing. It's like having a child do something absolutely amazing. So, yes, it was great.
Did you always believe she had that in her?
Yes. She just had so much bad luck in a lot of ways. Photo finishes, just always something going wrong. But, I didn't give up, did I? So, yeah, I did believe in her.
Well, yourself and the owners, was there any time where you wavered and thought, gee, this is getting a bit tough now?
Oh, look, they are an amazing lot. And I want to thank, there's a few that were in her that pulled out and they're still, they still watch her and everything like that. But they need a medal. Seriously, they were always there, always supporting her. She's the most beautiful, kindest horse ever, and when she finishes racing, God, whoever gets her to do off the track or something will be just wrapped. She's just brilliant to ride, do anything with. So that's why we kept going, because we love her.
Is it like she's almost your pet?
Oh, well, yes. She was a bit over the top yesterday. I think she knew that it was her day. we've never had to have my husband and I leading her in the same into the mounting yard before together, because she usually walks around, but she had a bee in her bonnet yesterday, so she must have known.
Well, you and the stable supporters must have known too, because she was heavily backed. Someone knew she was going to put in a career best performance.
Well, if you look at her coming up to this run, the run at Seymour was brilliant. She didn't lay down and die. She fought like a tiger. And she, on that run and her jump out the other day at Tatura, you'd have to think she was going to win one at least,
What were you and your husband thinking when she was halfway up the straight, six lengths in front of the rest of the field?
I think he was thinking that he can buy some more cattle, okay? I really do. And I'm looking at him, and we were both not standing next to each other, but quite hysterical. I hate to see the videos when the horse goes past me and there's this crazy woman jumping up and down on the rail. And I did see her last night when I watched the replay. She was crazy. But, that's what racing's about. It's excitement, it's fun, it's everything about it,
Well, there's no doubt about that. Did she know that she'd done well and won last night? They say horses gain confidence from a win. Do you think she will?
Well, she was very bright. This morning I checked the bowl. I don't know why, because she's the best eater I've ever had. She would have eaten hers and everybody else's if she could. But, she's just a kind, lovely horse, I think she's got a little bit of a spark in her eye today, so that's good.
What's her background? When did you get her, Belinda?
I delivered her, my husband and I.
Wow.
At our old farm in we were down in the Yarra Valley. She was born down there. She's come up. We broke her in. She's a lovely mare. She's actually, we had her grandmother as well, which was she produced Far Rain. So she's actually her mother is a half sister to Far Rain.
Wow.
So, but she never raced. She had two jump outs and went amiss. But she's still at our farm. She's down the back paddock near the cattle. That is a fool. But we also had her half-sister, but unfortunately she died at Werribee one day on the track, so that was very sad. But we love this mare. She's a lovely mare. So.
And where did the name come from, Marika Rico?
The woman who bred her, Faye Stokes, is from New Zealand, and I believe that it was the first lady in Parliament. That was her name.
Wow, some nice background stories to this horse. And what do you do with her now, considering she's in career best form?
Oh, we'll have another go. So I hope she'll go to a 0-58. I would be quite confident on the races that she's run in the Super Vogas, which are always very strong races. I'm pretty sure that we could win a 0-58 at least. So.
And your background, Belinda, how many horses have you and your husband got?
There's about 20-something on the property. I was a jockey back in the early, I don't want to give my age away too much, but a long time ago in Canberra, the father I grew up with, he was a racehorse trainer, did very well, had a lot of very nice horses. And I've done eventing through to riding races, breaking in, doing everything. I've slowed down a bit because I'm 60 now, but I still ride as many as I can every day. So
you're still riding? Wow, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
A very young.
Still a couple of jump outs, not very often, but then if you stop, you get old, don't you? So.
Well, you're young at heart and your horses are certainly flying at the moment. Can the stable have a day-to-day double? You've got a couple at Seymour today.
Look, Bacolo's a lovely horse, but he's, how would I put him? Different. If he gets the run of the race, he can win. If he doesn't, he doesn't do it, you know? But I think he'll go well. He's carrying a lot of weight, but he's a big boy, and he can carry it. The other horse is a really well-bred horse. He's a three-quarter the more joyous, and I would like to see him when he gets to 2400, but unfortunately, at the moment, with all the racing, he gets bellowed all the time and doesn't get a chance. So that's why he's in a benchmark 58 today. And he's a maiden, but he'll go well. He'll go all right.
Well, we wish you all the best today. A couple of each way chances at Seymour after a brilliant win yesterday, and no doubt that photo will be taking pride of place on the owners and your wall with nothing else in sight. Such was the ease of the victory.
I have to thank my husband too, because he is the farrier, he is the water washer, and he's listening to this, so he'll be happy now that I've mentioned his name. Okay.
Well, you're in the good books there as well. Good on you, Belinda. Well done.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.